That's we know that you cut, bake them in the matzah in half, and you put away some of that requirement. The goal is that the smaller piece should also be a kazayas. The goal is that you want to cut it, break it in such a way that the smaller piece is also a kazayas. It's a kazayas for shir drabanan. And because you want something which is for, that's going to be your achilas for your lechem oini, should be a kazayas. In a case a person has a limited amount of matzahs, a person could take a matzah which is a prusa to start with, and use that for his middle matzah if he has minimal. You know, he's counting his shleimim for the yomtiv. So that situation, that's an option. Okay, magid. The haggadah should be said without haseva. A person should be sitting be'ema of a yira. Person should have kavana to be mekayim mitzvah siprusis mitzrayim. The matzah should be megula during the time of the haggadah, because the more says lechem oini. One of the pshatim of lechem oini is lechem sha'anim alav dvarim harbe, that you declare on the lechem many ideas, and that's the mitzvah of haggadah. This is interesting. Our minhag is when we get to the fikach, the paragraph of the fikach. So whenever the matzah, whenever you lift up the kais, you cover the matzah, because the concept of we don't want the pasta see, but you're preferring the kais over the matzahs. So there's the paragraph of the fikach anachtu towards the end of the gada, the paragraph of the fikach anachtu chayavim lahaydus lahalal lashabeach lefer lerumim etc. Remember the phone of Shir Chadosh Halal Lukah, and we say the paragraphs of Halal, and the bracha of Asher Galon, regardless of Hiseno, and the Brei Pi Hagafen. So those four paragraphs of Fikach, the first two paragraphs of Halal, and the bracha. Mashmos, you should say Halal. You say Alakos. Rashi says Lechem. I don't know the word Harbe. Rashi Pesachim says Haganah v'Halal. So Rashi says you say regards to Halal also. So you see, it would be that's Rashi would hold that you would say the Halal on the Lechem, which means you would pick up the kais for the fikach, put it down, uncover the matzah, cover the matzah, say the fikach, put the kais down, uncover the matzah, say the two paragraphs of Halal, and then cover the matzah again and say Ulanu. My Semitic is not like that, Rashi. So during that point in time, the matzahs would be covered, but for the Haggadah itself, the matzahs should be uncovered. The Ramah brings a Maril. The Maril says that you should only have three matzahs on the table. Up here, you should only have three matzahs on the table. The three matzahs, not other matzahs. Now, there's a Briskarov. The Briskarov says you're supposed to eat lechem shana l'dorm harbe. So if you have, you're saying a young couple, there's just the two of them, so they have the matzahs of the Ka'ara. There's enough of the matzahs of the Ka'ara for the husband and the wife to eat their matzahs. So the matzahs they're going to do the mitzvah with are those matzahs which you said the worm harbe on them. You have a large group there, so how do you do that? So Skirov was makar to have all of the matzahs he's going to use for the mitzvah on the table. Al tzitzalach lechem shana l'dvarim harbe. Rav Moshe has interesting psak, and Rav Moshe says that he suggests that there should be multiple ka'oris, or multiple sets of matzah. Instead of just having one person have three matzahs, he suggests give all of the boys three matzahs. So this way you'll have their set of matzahs, and they'll use it for themselves or for the person next to them, you know, for the girls, you know, etc., something of that sort. If there's only girls, so the girls they also should have their own set of matzahs. This way you'll have your Mekayim, since our matzahs are very thin, it's more, matzahs were larger, etc., so they're thicker. So there was more kazesim in a matzah. So that's what he would suggest to do. The mitzah is Sibrisis Mitzrayim, so the Haggadah should be seen as the main goal of the process of Magid is not to say Shiklach Torah and Kashrus and Terutzim and Lamdus and Briskarov. The main goal is to say the story. As much as you can expand upon the story, you should expand upon the story. So the person should try and bone up on his understanding of what was the Brashim's story that he took it out of Mitzrayim, a better understanding of what that story is about. Women are chayiv in the Haggadah also, in the midst of Sibrisis Mitzrayim. Sometimes they're busy. The Mishmar talks like they had a Mishmar Resus. You used to have Jewish, girls would help out in the house, so they're busy taking care of the meal. So they should also join the Seder for at least the minimal amount of the Seder that you're chayiv in. So they said that starts from Rambam Gamliel. Gamliel says that Gimel Devorim, which a person did not say Gimel Devorim lo yotzei chavosai. So they have to be there for that, and they should be there from there basically through the second kais, and the minute they should be there for the 10 makas also. Actually, if you look by the 10 makas, if you look at some of the older haggadahs, there's in this little letters, like, 7-point fonts, it says you should be marked of the beer, the story of the 10 makas, the goal isn't to say, that's a Sardaya Kinim, we said the 10 makas. The goal is to say the story of the 10 makas. That really should be your main focus of the night, is the Rosham took it on its Ryan with such a beautiful hanhaga of showing his presence in the world for the purpose of Klal Yisrael. That was the goal.
Between each one, you should stop and hold that.
Yeah.
So you should read like the
Drushim
about each makar or something?
You should read the loss of the Magrish, but your person should with his own lashon should be giving over the story. You can do it beforehand and then say the words straight if you like, give the dafka makbaran, you're dipping, it gets harder than dipping to keep track, So you can say it beforehand, but the goal is, that's really the goal of the night, is to say the nisimini flows of Rosh Hashanah. You can leave some of them for later on during the surah, but it's definitely, you want to. That's the real goal of the night. Chassanim are also chayiv that they should be there for the Haggadah. So Chassid says a person should not interrupt in the middle of the Haggadah, during the time of the Haggadah, with any other conversations. The goal is, okay, 2 points. The goal is, there's a concept which we see from Chazal of the Manishtan, etc. The goal was to ask questions. The Mishmar points out the goal wasn't just to ask these the questions. The goal is, you want the children to ask questions. You want the children to say, be misarer, because if a person asks a question, then they get an answer that it's more, they absorb it better. It affects them better. The message goes in better. So the goal is to try and bring across the message in such a way that the child will pique his curiosity, he'll ask something, he'll be able to respond to him and have a conversation with the child. So the Manishtan is just like the basic starting point, and from there you go and try to accomplish more on that. Okay, so the second curse, our minig is to make a bracha on the second curse. Minig Ashkenazim to make a bracha if you go for the second curse, even if we made a bracha beforehand. Minig of the Svardim is not to make the Shulchan Aruch is not to make a bracha on the second kais. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you only make a bracha on the first and third kais. Our minig will make a bracha on all four kaises. The Gemara Gaon says the reason why we make a bracha on all four kaises is because since we said that God is a hefsek, not allowed to drink during that period of time, so that functions like that there's a hefsek, and you have a chiyuv to make another bracha. It's a difficult grua. Because this interesting halacha, let's say a person in the middle of eating his meal and he realizes that there's not going to be enough time to finish the meal and daven. Mincha, let's say, it's before it, right? So he interrupts the middle of his meal, he goes to the corner, he davens Shemoneh Esrei, he comes back to his meal. So obviously during the time he's davening Shemoneh Esrei, he's not allowed to eat, not allowed to drink, and he can't eat in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he can't drink in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. The halacha is you do not need a new bracha b'shar, because you weren't Messiah Dasim from planning to continue your meal. So you have a situation where you're not allowed to eat, and it's middle of bracha, you're not allowed to eat, but that doesn't constitute a hefsek in regards to the halachas of bracha rishona, because you weren't Messiah das, you plan to continue afterwards, etc.
What about bracha?
So the Shaykh don't have to make a bracha afterwards.
Yeah,
so,
but if there is considered a
hashtag,
you would also need a bracha like before the after the first.
No, the general din of the same way we make a bracha, we make a bracha on the first kais. Let's say even the Kaddish Shulchan Aruch, you make a bracha on the first kais, the second kais. You don't make a bracha. The third kais you make a bracha. Fourth kais you don't make a bracha. And then you make a bracha achrona. But the first and third you make a bracha rishona. With bracha achrona, alagef at the end counts for all four kaises.
But it's a long time. And
it's a long time. It's a different question. We spoke about that, you know, a little earlier in the week. The issue of the time issue. But not, that's not a hefsek issue. That's a time issue. It's a shir ichol issue.
Can everything depends on
a lot
of drink during Agila?
Not yayin.
What about grape juice?
Also not.
I feel like
somebody's
getting. I mean,
no. It's not. The Shlo's point is you're not supposed to drink anything during. You're not supposed to mouth in the Lagoda. You're not supposed to drink anything in the Lagoda.
Right.
We're Rekel on Mayim. Right, if a person needs even Mayim, it's, you know, could not. There's two issues. There's one issue of drinking between the first and second Christ. It's nothing to do with during Haggadah. The second issue during Haggadah, during the time of Haggadah, you're not supposed to be mafsik with anything else. It's two separate issues. That issue of drinking the first Christ and second Christ is a machloek, is what's limited. Is it dafka yayin, which pashas, even grape juice has that halach of yayin, because that's been most of, you know, that's most of, the chashashal is mashakar, the maisa chazal always dealt with grape juice is the same as wine.
Let me say this, only if you have, I mean, if you have to make a new bracha, I don't know that you have, if you have kavana during Kiddush, then it's okay.
Yeah, but that's true. So that's for that. But once you get to the Haggadah part, you're not supposed to drink. Right? So it's from the beginning of the first Christ until you have the Urchatz, the Karpas, and the Yachatz. You want to take a drink? Take a drink. Now you get to Magid. So once Magid starts, you shouldn't be drinking. Right? So it's a difficult grow. The Maisha, there are other reasons given. The Mishnah Magen Rambam says it because each mitzvah is a separate mitzvah, so it's kaveh its own bracha, which is difficult to understand on its own what that means either. So Pasha's understanding of that is along the lines of, since each one is a separate, distinct action, you sort of had das not to be kala one the bracha rishon for each one, for all of them, but each one you thought about, I'm doing this now, later on I'll do that. Somewhere along the lines of Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilas, you know, you keep them separate, to keep them distinct. So I'm going to do that one later on, I'll make a bracha on that separately. Okay, let's just do Rochsa, and then we'll leave Motzi Matzah for Sunday. So we say the second, the bracha on the second kais, the Sher Galono, the Repir Goffin. In some Magadas, they have written over there, Hini Muchan Mazuman, you know, before you drink the second kais. I don't think you should say it in between the Sher Galono and the Reb Pirkei Goffin. It shouldn't be half sick in between. You can think it. If you want, you could say it beforehand, but you shouldn't say it over there. B'chlal, the Hini Mukhar Mazumans, you know, there's two parts. Every Hini Mukhar Mazuman, there's two parts to it. You know, it's a Kabbalistic concept over there of connecting the two parts of the Shem of Hashem through the process of Av and Yir, etc. The Misnagdim, the Nadebiyot, etc., was very hesitant that we should be saying these things. We don't understand what they are, and it's not really a good idea to be saying them. The second point of Hinim is I'm doing it with Shemitzah. That's a good idea. You should always do things with Shemitzah. It's called Mitzvah Shechus Kavanah. So when they said that there was an issue with the issue with the Hinim, it doesn't mean the point of saying the Shemitzah. It was Greg's other point, but the person should think it. So if a person washes his hands and he makes a bracha, this time he makes a bracha of Alatis Yadayim. The question is, since you wash your hands beforehand and you've been saying Haggadah, etc., you've been busy with things which your hands should be clean, so your hands are clean. So why make a bracha of Alatis Yadayim already? What's that about? Sabir Lacha, beginning of Tafayin Hay, raises this issue. That he says, if he's borer, that he was hands were careful and he didn't touch anything which would mechayev him to make a bracha, etc. So he says in that situation, he brings from the Shibur Leket. The Shibur Leket says that you will not make a bracha. Now, Maisa, we do that. So he suggests in the situation, because of this topic, a person should specifically do something in order to be mechayev himself into a netzila. So you scratch your head, you touch a part of your body which normally is covered, etc. Person do something which created a situation where he's vadechayev and netzila. The person has any reason to believe that he's not sure if his hands are clean or not, so then he's misafik your chayv and a bracha. That's the chiyah was, if you don't know if your hands are clean, you know, person wakes up, my hands are clean, that's the chiyah. Chazar mechayev you to wash your hands and be matayr. That's your chiyah. But if a person knows for sure that they haven't done anything which would be mechayev and tila from point A to point B, which is fairly logical, the person was saying agada, they weren't getting into other conversations like the shlo, you know, so they've been pretty focused. So chances are that their hands are such. So Shabur says you should be mechayev yourself vadi in the tila by doing something which should be mechayev you in the tila.